All right, you got it on KHUM, and there is a writer's retreat coming up next month, and we have got Dave Holper and Amy Day here in the studio to tell us all about this fine event. How are you both doing, first of all?
Great.
We're good. Thanks for having us.
Good, good. So let's first get the facts. Give me the dates again.
All right, I'll be the fat girl.
That's fat girl.
All right. So the weekend, we're back to a 2.5-day format. We're going to meet July 17th through 19th. So a Friday evening, gather, set up camp, meet everyone, and a day full of workshops on Saturday the 18th, and then followed by a final workshop on the 19th. So
what happens at this retreat?
Well,
there's
it's a secret.
Well, first off, it's in a beautiful location. So, Amy, you should describe it. It's an amazing place.
It's a swell little spot we got. Yeah, it's at the just kind of end of the swell. I heard spiffy the other day too. I think that needs to be brought
Nifty
back into the nomenclature.
Mm-hmm.
Just end of the road in West Haven. So we've got, you know, just the sun is blooming. It feels like it just came out just for us. You can kind of see the ocean down below cresting through the trees, and we've got just good 38 acres to ourselves.
Nice.
So there's plenty of space for camping. There's a hot tub. There's plenty of little walking trails if you just want to go get lost in the woods. And
a great inspirational
location. It's a nice spot for everyone.
It's a good place for the muse to come out.
It is. And there's an outdoor spot where there's a fire circle, and we'll gather in the evening out there. And there's an indoor spot for when it's a little chillier and a little wet in the morning. And so, so it's been going on for, 3 years
now? Third year.
Yeah, third year.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wow. Going strong.
So this was Amy's brainchild. So
yes. So I had a friend that I would write with. We would try for every week. Wasn't always that successful. And we had been unsuccessful getting into some of the more prestigious, expensive writing retreats and seminars around the country. And so we just kind of started thinking, but we have so many writers and performers and teachers in this area. Wouldn't it be great? Can't we just do this ourselves? So we just started sending out blind emails. And so we sent one to Dave. We sent one to Jeff DeMarc. The first year we had Amy Stewart come.
Nice.
And so the faiths aligned and everyone said yes.
And it was a great workshop.
Yeah, we had a good time. So we kind of just rode that momentum. And so, we're in our third year. And so just a great time for people to come and spend time working on their craft, which is a pretty enormous gift right there. That's what most of us seem to lack for our art and creative endeavors.
So who are you looking for? You're looking for people who are writers, looking for inspiration, or maybe people who want to become writers, or who do you want?
The whole spectrum. Anyone, if you're just someone who just started journaling and you want to dip a little bit more into that, to someone who, we've had people that had already had some stuff published and wanted to just keep moving forward and connect with a larger community of writers, get some feedback on their work.
Somebody wants to get kickstarted on their process as a writer.
Yeah.
Or has felt for a long time like, I want to be a writer, but I need to get going on something. Or, we were just talking with Lucky from K-Slug, and she was saying she just got blocked last night on trying to do something. And it's just a way for somebody to gather with other writers and to get going on something, and some structures for how to think about, getting going on it. So we're using this idea of a book that we've read called The Gift, and it's about how to receive the gift, what to do when it's been handed over to you, and then how to pass that gift on to other people.
Nice. So I know there's lots of people who actually have a story in their head that's like, I always wanted to write this. They have a kind of an outline in their mind as to, but they don't know how to, how to begin, how to start it or end it or do the middle.
Right.
Just a few little details.
A few little details. I got this story. I don't know how to do it. So are there techniques that you
definitely
kind of learn along the way?
Techniques, you have to come to the retreat to find them out.
Yeah,
that's a lot of what we look at is just, what is this thing? When we were talking to Nikki, she said it was just, it's this practice. And if you don't if you don't have a practice, and how do you establish that practice? Like anything, you know, like running, like writing it, like any kind of training you would do, you know, a book, a performance piece is, you know, that's your marathon. And so a lot of what we look at is kind of how to train, how to make this creative effort a part of your daily, weekly rhythm so that you can integrate it more into your life and work towards a finished piece if that's your end goal. So,
And I see that, you know, I see that a lot. I teach at CR too. And a couple of years ago, I had a gal, Jennifer Bailey, who came into the class, and she also works at the college. And she had that exact same thing, Cliff, that you described. She had an idea for a novel. She really wanted to be a novelist. And so she wrote a draft of the thing over the course of a semester, and I critiqued it. And, you know, then she wrote another draft as an independent study. And she just sold her first 4-book series.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was all about learning what to do with that idea and how to actually get it onto the page and critique it and figure out what to do with it. So we're going to do a shortened version of something like that to get people kickstarted on, you know, like get that idea out of your head and get it down onto paper and then start doing something with
it. Well, think of like J.K. Rowling, who you know, had this whole concept of Harry Potter.
Right.
You know, in her mind for a long time. And this is someone who was quite poor, on the dole, as it were, and would just like nurse a coffee at a coffee shop trying to write this thing.
As a single mom.
As a single mom. Yeah. And send out a unsolicited manuscript and... that never works, but
but it did in this case.
Did in this case because it's extraordinary. I mean, she really is an amazing writer. I mean,
she is.
I mean, she clearly didn't just like from nowhere write. Because not only is it a good story, but it's so well written. I mean, it's good literature.
It is. It is. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, they just don't know. And part of what a workshop like this does is give them the courage to go forward and get it written. Even if it's just a draft or a few pages or starting to frame the idea.
Because then it's there and you can kind of work with it a little bit.
I think there's something to be said also just for the kind of the power of community, which for me has been a huge outgrowth of this, of hosting this process and kind of seeing it through and seeing, you know, the writers groups, the critique groups that are formed after this. And it's, you know, it's like AA, you know, it's like, why is it more successful to meet with a bunch of people who are in recovery? And essentially that's what you know, we're creative people in recovery trying to create, you know, recover our creative spark, our creative ideas and bring them into fruition. And there's something powerful about meeting up with like-minded people who are experiencing similar challenges and to, you know, you meet every other week or something and you know, I have to have 4 pages to share with you. That's something, you know, rather than just toiling away at your, you know, your little corner of the coffee shop or whatever for untold years.
I've told so many people this story, but, you know, before Stephen King was Stephen King as we recognize him, he lived in a trailer park and he and his wife were pretty poor. He was teaching middle school and hated it. And one day his kids were kind of sick. They had colds. He didn't have enough money to buy cough medicine. And he typed up this 4-page outline of something and then thought, oh, it's no good, and threw it in the trash can. And his wife came home and picked it out of the trash can and read it. And it was the outline to Carrie. And she said, I think you should write this. And so he did. And that was his first novel. And a few years later, sold at auction for several $100,000, which in the 70s was a whole lot of money. And, you know, so even Stephen King at one point wasn't Stephen King. So everybody's got to get the courage or the encouragement to go forward in what they want to do.
Well, if you see the movie Stand By Me, it's a kind of a fictionalized version of his childhood, right?
Right. Exactly.
Just kind of an interesting thing.
It is. Yeah. So I think it, you know, a workshop like this is kind of an invitation for a person to step out and to figure out, like, what am I going to do with the thing that I want to write about, or how do I begin to shape it, or, you know, how do I get into a group so I can develop a process to bring a project to completion.
Now, what about people who have written, they're very successful at it, and then all of a sudden they dry up. It's like, writer's block. And it's like one of my favorite authors, Will Thomas, who did the Some Danger Involved, the Cyrus Barker series, you know, I was really enjoying his, you know, there was like book after book that was coming out, and then it was like, it was like, hey, we got one coming out soon. Soon. I hear it really is coming out soon, but apparently you had like some terrible writer's block. Can you help people through that at one of these retreats?
I'll let you speak to that, Dave.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I studied with a guy in grad school years ago, a writing theorist, a guy named Peter Elbow. And Peter Elbow, really. And he has a couple of great books, like Writing Without Teachers and Writing with Power. And Peter's story is really interesting in that he was in grad school and he got to the point where he was so blocked he couldn't write anything, you know. And he finally dropped out of grad school, went away for a number of years, and figured out how to deal with that and how to deal with the anxieties that go along with writing, even if you've been successful at it. And then came back and started helping people with ideas about how to get past blocks, how to shape things, particularly when there's a huge amount of anxiety. And I think those ideas have been very useful for me. And I've seen writers who've published something and been successful and then think, the next thing has to be even better than this. And I'm terrified and I don't know if I can do that. Mm. And so part of it is, you know, setting aside that fear and figuring out how to just get started again. Mm-hmm. And make writing enjoyable, make it a pleasure as opposed to just a huge chore and burden.
Yeah, there are some authors that just, I mean, they crank them out every year. It's like, and they're all fun. It's
yeah.
It's like, how does someone have that much in them? It kind of amazes me.
I don't know. I guess we're all bent in different kinds of ways.
especially if your name is Elbow.
Especially if your name is Elbow. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's a mystery how the mind works and how we create, and getting into settings like these retreats can certainly help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how does one get involved in this retreat?
Well, the best way, if you want a little bit more information and find out what the shape of the weekend looks like, or a little bit more the course content, or about some of our wonderful instructors like Dave. You can go to the website, which is seasidewritersretreat.com, and that's got a link to register and all the other pertinent information for the weekend.
Seasidewritersretreat.com.
Yes.
All right.
And there's a Facebook presence, too.
There is that as well, yeah. And of course, I'm stymied as to how to actually find that link right now. But if you just go on Facebook and look for Seaside Writers Retreat, there's some
it'll take
info.
You'll find it.
Yep.
Great. What's the cost of this?
This weekend, we're doing $275 for the weekend. And we're also doing a thing again this year where if you sign up with a friend, just email me. All my email information is on the webpage. And you'll get, each of you will get $25 off the cost of your registration. So.
Which, if you've looked for writers' retreats in the state of California, this is a bargain for the amount of time and the quality of the instruction.
2.5 days, you said, right?
Yeah,
it is, and great food, and
you could spend a whole lot more money.
Oh my, yes!
For this kind of writer's retreat, believe me.
Oh, that's great. This is a small investment in your creative output. So
fantastic!
Yeah.
Well, Amy, Dave, thanks for both coming in.
Thanks, Cliff. It was great being here.